he forsaken me, his language was brief. A man of sorrow, he began to model selfless love, left abandoned and hollow. Poured himself out like a cup of bad coffee. Tempted with doubt, he said, devil, back off me. He then cried when his best friend died, hurting on the inside, he was feeling all alone. He said, yo, dad, I'm feeling so bad. This nomad with no pad to call his own. Novice, homeless, poured out kenosis with the grossest roaches. Wonder why he chose this. He gave his power up to get all up in our stuff. He said, I'll be betrayed by the time the hour's up. Tortured and captured, forward and backward. Hands nailed to the board and was fractured. In a horrible act of a mobile disaster. Wonder where the Lord was at. Real torture, in fact. He was more than an actor, no docetic, nope. This was the opposite of glorious rapture. Don't ever doubt that this pain was tremendous. Jesus knows that life is like in the world because he lived this. You went through pain in this life. In this life, so you know what it's like. What it's like, say like, like, like. What it's like, say like, like. Jesus knows that life is like in the world because he lived this. This all begins when our God wore flesh and he jumped right into this hardcore mess. Washington of sin like the far northwest. He said, I am willing to start your quest. He said, I'll be the last pick of the litter. Likeness with God, this he didn't consider as something to be grasped. Humbly he passed through. Unwed teenage mama with a baby past due. Matthew told us at the end they didn't have rooms. So you were born in a stable, is that true? Your mama, with no period, comma, got to give you life, what a serious honor. The spirit was upon her, she had to put up with all the various drama. That's why we call Mary Madonna. You were a prophet with no honor in your homeland. You say, I play the fiddle for them and they won't dance. You said, Father, take this cup of suffering from me. You know what it's like to be tempted and hungry. What it's like, what it's like, what it's like. Say what it's like. You went through pain in this life. In this life, so you know what it's like, 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 like. What it's like. Say like, like. Jesus knows that life is like in the world because he lived this. So Lord, have you ever been betrayed or rejected? Have you ever been afraid or corrected? And have you ever tasted the sting of death? And look for your friends, but there's not a single left. And have you ever wept for your friend? Or cried out to your daddy every now and then? And have you ever felt exhausted? Saw something that you didn't like and you just lost it? Did you ever feel ashamed as you wander? Did you ever feel somber? Did you ever wish that you would have lived longer? Hands up to the sky so long your arms hurt. But did you cry? Did you weep? Did you side with the meek? Did you ever play hide and seek? You wouldn't hide your light because you would shine it bright. Still though, you still know what this life is like.
You went through pain in this life, so
bullying, loneliness, rejection.
What is life?
Suffering, torture. Jesus knows what life is like in the world because he lived this. So knowing that Jesus knows what it's like, it says that we can approach the throne boldly with grace, knowing that grace abounds. And so now we're going to get a chance to lift up prayers for those who share in things that Jesus has experienced, things like oppression, things like loneliness, temptation, pain, grief. We have different prayer stations around the room, and we would like you to say a prayer and take as much time as you need at each of these prayer stations and light a candle if you feel so led and just offer a prayer for any of these situations.
There's six stations. God be with you. Let us pray. God, we thank you that you hear our cries. We thank you that you walk with us, that in Jesus you have spoken to us and that you've said, me too. You've joined us in our suffering, in our pain, in our joys. And you've also redeemed our struggle. So God, give us vision that we might go out into the world embodying your message to the world, becoming our prayers. God, use us as your hands and feet in the world. And God, we ask that you remember us in your kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen. So you're free to stay and pray if you'd like to. We'll keep these here for a little while. Otherwise, we ask you, I'll just say this little sending for you. If you could please just right now, what I'd like you to do is, without touching your neighbor, just kind of hold out your hand to their ears, if you would. You're going to bless their ears right now. So say, may your ears hear the cries of the poor. Okay, now you're going to touch their mouth. All right, not touch it, but just in front of it. May your mouth speak hope to the world. Now you're going to go down to their feet. May your feet bring good news to the universe. All right. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.